Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, hello, holy moly, we are back. It has been way too long since I have sat down and recorded an episode here, which I'm pretty sad about, but it's been so long. I've been getting so many great guest pitches that I couldn't ignore it anymore. I was like, I gotta keep forgetting about the podcast. This was my motivation to kind of jump back into it. You know, it's a brand new year. And I didn't really make any New Year's resolutions. So why not on the last day of January, while it still feels like the new year, jump right back into this passion project of mine. And lucky for you, hopefully you were excited and kind of surprised when you saw a notification today that there was a new podcast episode. But I hope that you're excited that we're back. It's going to be the same podcast that you know and love. I feel like sometimes when things go on break or there's a new season or, you know, someone steps back for a while, they come back and they're like, oh, you know, I've made this big change. I'm this new person. This big thing happened. I'm here to tell you I have not had any big life change that I have insights to share about. I don't have anything big going on that, you know, launched me into wanting to like start a new season of the podcast. But what I will be talking about today and what I've been kind of struggling with a lot is this whole idea that instead of becoming this new person and becoming like this best version of you, is this idea of backwards growth or backwards progress. And so with that, let's get started. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. So if you've been a subscriber of the podcast, a follower of me online, know me in person, whatever it might be, you'll know that I took a break from this podcast for the past few months. I tried kind of coming back a little bit in fall and quickly fell off kind of the wagon again of producing weekly episodes. Not only did I pause the podcast, but my second book that was supposed to be published in January, Inner Drive, I also took a 6-month break from that, pushed back the publishing date till this May. And I had to make these decisions because it felt like I was moving through mud trying to get these things done. I was facing so much resistance every time I sat down to record, every time I sat down to write. Like, I still was getting all these ideas and all these brainstorms, and I'd be like writing down notes of like future things I wanted to write or talk about. But when the moment came to actually do it, I just never felt like doing it. It wasn't even lack of motivation, but there's just like something there that just kept preventing me. So I tried to kind of take a break from the podcast thinking, oh, with that off my plate, maybe I can focus on the book more. We can just get it published still on time, like just get it done. I was so close to the end. I just have to finish like 2 more chapters, finish all the editing, and then it can be done. But it was such a weird resistance. So I stopped the podcast and then I stopped the book and I had a lot of time to think. So I've spent the past 6 months now just thinking and still not getting anywhere. Decide to start therapy again, just being like, what is going on? Like, I couldn't come up with what was going on. When I have become unmotivated in the past, maybe by my workout routine or with my job, I can still pinpoint where it's coming from. It could be coming from burnout. It could be coming from other priorities. But this just wasn't the case. My priority was I still wanted to release this message into the world of my book. I still wanted to keep doing it. But what I realized was this second book of mine, Inner Drive, is all from the perspective of being a current athlete. My last book was more talking about my current stage in life. It was talking about life after sports and the transition after. So I got to write from my current point of view of being a former athlete and the best tips for that. With this book, I'm having to put myself back in the place of when I was an athlete. And I didn't realize how much it was affecting me till now. This book is more or less a memoir of what I was going through as an athlete, but also to apply to athletes as a whole. And I forgot all of the negative feelings that came up with this sometimes. I talk a lot about all of the races that we lost. You know, it wasn't that I had this one big loss in my career, but it was just like the defeating feeling of losing again and again, or trying to recall old memories of when I knew I wanted to quit, or when I was getting into these issues with the coaches. And it was just bringing back all of these feelings that made me feel like I was just stalling in progress of where I currently am. I felt like the more I was putting myself in that shoes from like bringing up these old memories, the more I was just going backwards in my growth and almost like reverting back into that past self. Like, nothing actually changed in my day to day. I wasn't living my life as an athlete again. I wasn't doing the things I used to do. But I was just in the mindset still of what it felt like then, and just like rehashing the same memories over and over again. I would relive the memory, and with it, all of those feelings were still there. It felt so raw still. It felt like it hurt just as much, you know, looking back of like, I was really disappointed at the time with my career. Now I've like let it redefine me, right? Like, now I can help former athletes and I like have that new perspective and I've really, you know, grown from that experience. But then when I go back to it, I'm still like, fuck, I wish I could have changed that. I wish that my outcome ended differently. I wish that, you know, I made the decision to quit sooner, or I made the decision to put myself first earlier, or I got the help I needed. And I think that this is something we can all relate to. You can be super happy with where you are currently. You can be super proud of your progress. But there will still be times when you look back to a past version of yourself, or someone from your past tries to reconnect or rekindle and it brings something up. Old family members reach out, old relationships reach out, whatever it may be. And you want to say that you've learned and you want to say that you know better now, which you do, but that still doesn't affect how you might feel about the situation. You can't tell your emotions that rationally you moved on or you've moved past for something, but you shouldn't continue feeling that way anymore just because it's no longer in your present. So to circle back, you know, I'm now at this point where I realize the reason I'm not writing, the reason I'm not creating these podcasts, like this reason I'm facing so much resistance now, is because I feel like I've just regressed from all the progress that I've made. I feel like I've just been moving backwards now for the past few weeks. And so I just took a break from it all. I was like, I don't know actually how to fix this. I don't know how to make this exciting again or make this be a topic that I feel like healthy and helpful talking about, right? I was just so stuck in my head. So I took a break from it completely. And I made the decision to myself of asking myself the question of, do I even want to grow? Or am I even in the space right now where I can grow? There's a lot of uncomfortableness that comes with growing. and making progress. You know, there's growth pains that we always talk about, and that's real because it's uncomfortable and it's unknown. And so sometimes when we focus on trying to make too much progress or trying to reinvent ourselves or whatever this may be, there will become a point that when we're tired of it and we look back, and the back, like behind you, right? Your past looks more comfortable. Your past is something that you know, even if it might not be better, you kind of want to go towards that way, right? When I've been kind of getting uncomfortable with my current identity of, you know, not trying to be this fitness influencer, but more or less kind of like trying to be in this fitness motivation space, it's so much easier if I was to have the title of being an athlete or being a marathoner or having this title that people already respect, right? Versus right now I can kind of feel imposterous, right? Like I'm just a former whatever. So the more I'm trying to grow with my career and my content, the more that I'm thinking back to my past and about being an athlete and getting stuck in that mindset because I just want to keep staying there. And I realize that it all comes down to pushing myself to make progress when I wasn't ready to. There's always a time and a place where we should be pushing and motivating ourselves. But there's also a point where we can't just continuously expect this forward momentum. We can't continuously expect us to just keep going up and up and up without some setbacks. And when we come to those setbacks and we keep thinking that we have to push through, the harder it's going to be. The more we're going to realize this backwards growth, this backwards momentum, instead of when we reach this barrier, just stopping. Just simply stopping and asking yourself, do I even want to grow right now? Am I in a place to make progress? Or will pushing myself here just slow me down towards my goal because I'll be going backwards, because I'll have this backwards growth? So if you find yourself reverting to old ways, if you find yourself, you lost a ton of weight and now you're starting to add it back on, you find yourself going towards old habits that you thought had died hard and were in your past for sure, take that time to realize that's not a sign for you to then double down on trying to go even harder. That is not a sign that you have to just give up completely and be like, you know what? That means it didn't work. All it simply means is that you can meet yourself in the middle where you're at and ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? Why are you feeling that pull towards who you used to be? A lot of the times it just comes from comfort, and we love comfort and we love to be there. So sometimes it really is just about staying still. So don't let these little road bumps or a little like backwards momentum keep you from making these drastic changes either way. Let yourself be a little bit more comfortable just for a little bit so you can reevaluate and then move on from there. So just to circle back one more time to where we are today. So I realized this all throughout the past 6 months. You know, I was saying you don't need to completely revert back to backwards progress. Unfortunately, that is what I did and led me to completely stopping. But now here I am feeling excited for all of it to be happening again. I'm continuing on with my publisher and editor to have my deadline in for my manuscript on March 9th, which means that it will be officially published in May. I felt excited to sit down and record another podcast episode today. I have some recordings coming up with some amazing guests, so there will be episodes coming in the future. And that's what it kind of looks like for now. So I hope that you got something from this podcast episode. Please let me know if you are excited that this is back. That will help, you know, fill me up, rejuvenate me even more. So reach out on Instagram to make sure you're following along. I'll link that right down below. And with that, have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.